Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. We're on day two of our Newsworthy Clips article. It's June 15th, and we are so glad that you have joined us today. Back in the studio, I have two panelists with me. First, welcome back, Pauline.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here. This is a fun topic, theme parks. I love them.
I do, too. But before we jump off in today's topic, let's review a little bit from yesterday. What was yesterday's topic?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was really interesting as well. We talked about gaming disorders and that the WHO, the World Health Organization, is set to officially recognize this as a mental health disorder this year. And it was a really great conversation we had. I hope many of you got to listen in on that yesterday.
Yes. Actually, after the show yesterday, Joe and Pauline both were so sad that the show is over because they had so much more to say. And so we had a really good discussion. If you weren't able to join us, we hope that you can go back and listen to that. And welcome back, Joe.
Hey, good to be here. And I also enjoy theme parks. It's been a long time since I've been to one, but my mom lives in Florida. She lives near Orlando. And whenever I go back to see her, I say, hi, Mom, and then I go to Disney World.
So Disney World is your favorite theme park?
It's one of my favorites. It has a little bit of everything. I mean, Disney World is just a huge complex.
Mm-hmm. It's like the iconic theme park, right?
It is. I also, a few years ago, went to Universal Studios in Orlando, and
also
it was
good.
Lots of fun. For me, you know, if you're a kid, of course you like Disney, and people of all ages like Disney, but, you know, I think Universal Studios is geared more toward teenagers and adults. They have, I think, more rides that would be enjoyable for that age group, and so I had a lot of fun doing that or going there, and their roller coasters are good. I asked at the top of the show, are you ready to ride a roller coaster? I like a good roller coaster. I think I would describe it as kind of a love-hate relationship. I want to get on it, and once I'm there, I think, why did I do this? I'm going to die, right? The roller coasters are fun, and a few years ago, my dad and I went on one, and it was too much. Like, I felt like I couldn't breathe in between. It was just, like, over the top. I was like, this is crazy.
I went on, now I can't remember if it was the world's fastest or highest roller coaster back in the day when I rode it. I'm sure by now that record has been broken. It was in Ohio. But the thing I noticed was that it was so smooth going up, and there was none of that, like, click, click, click as you're going up, you know? Usually it's like this really kind of rusty, slow thing, so you build up the terror inside. And then there's that moment where you hang on the top, and you're, like, so scared. This one was so smooth, I didn't even have time for it.
Wow.
I was kind of disappointed. I just didn't have time to build up the terror before it happened.
Yes, maybe this one was like that. I think the whole thing was a terror. It was just, like, one big scream. But you also enjoy roller coasters, Joe?
I do. Growing up in Virginia, we had King's Dominion. And King's Dominion had all sorts of roller coasters. But the thing that killed me, the most popular roller coaster they had there was this insanely fast roller coaster. But you had to wait for like 4 hours. And then the ride is 20 seconds.
No.
Oh, no.
Because it's July and it is so hot. But, wow, best 10 seconds ever.
Do you guys like other amusement park rides as well?
I think, you know, traditional bumper cars, especially if you're having an issue with one of your friends, it's a good way to deal with your relationship conflict.
My mom is terrified of all amusement park rides.
So, like, it's fun to go with her and watch her be terrified.
No, she won't do it. I mean, even just the Ferris wheel is, like, terrifying for her. One time when we were young-ish, she went to a carnival, which a carnival is kind of like a roving amusement park. You can kind of think of that. Like, it comes into town for a while and then it goes and it's got a lot of rides, right? And she was feeling this pressure, I guess, to be like what she felt like would be a good mom, which would be to go on one of the rides with us. So she assessed all of them and finally decided to do this Pharaoh boat ride that goes back and forth.
Oh, I hate that.
She still talks about it. It was the most terrible experience.
I will
for
get
her,
on
poor thing.
Almost any ride except for the boat. The boat and I, since I was a child, we just do not get along.
Okay, Brandon, is there any ride you will not do that's just too much?
Well, I don't like ones that drop from just straight up, those ones, and then just a sudden drop, and then it stops, and a sudden drop. I'm like, this, why? What are you doing?
Just... I have really long hair. I know people on the radio can't see that, but I have really long hair. And I remember the first time I did one of those drop things. My best friend, who, you know, now we're going to question why I would call her my best friend for saying this kind of thing right as I get on. And she's like, what happens if your hair gets stuck at the top?
You're like
the worst thing to have said to you right at the moment you've already committed to doing it. Terrible.
Yeah. So you came out of
But thing. I came out. I still have my long hair. Yeah. My head is still connected to my body. It's all okay.
Success. Well, we've had fun talking about our theme park experiences, and maybe some of you are not into theme parks. Maybe others of you love it. But we're going to learn about this topic because they are really taking off in Asia. In fact, our title says theme park industry booms in Asia. Joe, what does it mean when something is booming?
Well, when something's booming, it's not just experiencing growth. It's having really incredible, strong amounts of growth. It's just exponentially becoming bigger and bigger.
All right. Well, we'll find out which parts of Asia as we get into today's article. Right now, we'll have our first reading for today. So if you have your magazine, please open it up to page 25.
Theme park industry booms in Asia. iTech Entertainment, an Orlando-based company that designs and builds attractions, is expecting to capitalize next year on the flurry of growth in Asia in the theme park industry, with work on projects such as a castle that houses attractions on a mountain in Vietnam and a mixed-use space with a water park in China. At no time in the past did we have this much diversity of work in the building, said Bill Cohn, president of iTech. iTech's juggling of dozens of attractions overseas comes at a time of booming growth in Asia's theme park industry, according to a report released by Orlando-based International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions, a theme park industry group.
Well, we are talking about theme parks today, and we are introduced to a company called iTech Entertainment. And this is a very successful company, and they help, people to have or organizations that create these entertainment experiences. And so they do a lot of work on that, design and so forth. And so this group is involved here. They are from Orlando, Florida, which is not surprising, is it?
Right, because like we talked about, Orlando is the land of Disney World as well as
Universal
Studios. Thank you, yes, and a few others. So that's, you know, a mecca for entertainment, theme parks.
And this company, they're involved in all sorts of different entertainment enterprises. Mm. They've made Hard Rock Cafes, NASA exhibits, Ripley's Believe It or Not. They've done a little bit of everything.
Mm. Yeah, and they're doing things all over the world because we see this is in Asia. It was founded, this company was founded in 1985, and so they've been around a while. And so here we see that they are Orlando-based, and they design and they build attractions, and they're hoping to capitalize on something.
Right, so they're hoping to make money next year on the flurry of growth in Asia. So a flurry of something, again, kind of like we talked about, a boom. These are all these words we're using to give you the idea that it's just like a sudden increased interest and growth in this industry, and it's happening in Asia. So since this is their business, they want to bring that to Asia and make some money off of it and do that there.
All right. They give us some examples here. There is a castle that houses attractions on a mountain in Vietnam. And they also describe here a mixed-use space with a water park in China.
Right. A mixed-use space is just an area that has a couple of different purposes. So it can be entertainment, might be lodging, a couple of different uses within that same area.
Yes. And, of course, a lot of theme parks are that way, and there's a lot going on there and that you can do. Well, next we see it says at no time in the past did we have this much diversity of work in the building. And so there's a lot of work going on, but there's also a lot of different kinds of things
right.
happening.
So kind of like what Joe was talking about, you know, whether that's a NASA exhibit kind of thing or castles in Vietnam or water parks in a mixed-use space place in China, all over the world, and all these different concepts are being worked on, but all from the iTech company in their maybe headquarters. They're working on all these different ideas.
Yeah. So they're juggling lots of things around. That's a good term to know. We think of, you know, someone who juggles, you know, a juggler, and then they're throwing these balls in the air and it's amazing. I can't do that. Can either of you do that?
I do not have that gift.
All right, me either. And, but we use that in everyday life. Maybe a mom is juggling a lot of things around, meaning she's doing lots of different things at one time. And so here, this company is juggling, they describe it as iTech's juggling of dozens of attractions, meaning they are handling all these different projects at one time.
Right. And attractions is kind of interesting word. You know, attractions we use to describe any sort of ride or event within an amusement park. It's not just roller coasters. So even there are some rides that they'll have a screen up and it mimics movement. I think of Disney World, they had this Star Wars attraction where they make you feel like you're in a spaceship, even though you're really just within this little box and it has seats.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so we see that it is a booming growth. We've already talked about that. And this is going on in Asia. And this is the report put out by Orlando-based International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. So that's the organization working on this. So we get a bit of an introduction here of this company and what's going on in Asia, but we want to find out more details about the different projects. I'm excited because, you know, maybe I can go visit some of these places because I live in Asia and I haven't been to a theme park recently, so I'm excited to find out what this article entails. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe we can go together and ride a roller coaster at one of these theme parks that we're talking about. Well, let's continue on. We'll have our next reading for today.
One project is Kim Quy, a theme park in Hanoi, Vietnam, that iTech is designing on 250 acres. Originally similar to Disney Springs, the plan now includes three roller coasters, water taxis, and a 250-foot wide building that houses technology and features a lotus flower. Another is Ravenstone Castle, which will have 11 attractions built atop a mountain in Da Nang, Vietnam. The estimated $100 million 400,000 square foot castle project is projected to open in 2019, with iTech's involvement including design and control systems engineering.
All right, so we are introduced to one of their projects here, a theme park in Hanoi, Vietnam. And they are designing on 250 acres. This project is there on 250 acres. So we see that it is a big project, a big theme park. And they compare it to something. What do they compare it to?
Well, they compare it to Disney Springs. At least originally it was going to be a lot like Disney Springs. And Disney Springs is sort of a mixed-use space. They do shopping, entertainment, some roller coaster, not quite roller coaster rides, more just calm, easier rides that we're describing with the carnival.
Okay.
And that was just outside of the theme park. It's sort of an additional space.
All right. Well, now we see that the plan includes three roller coasters, and they also have water taxis, which are these small boats that you can get in on the water, and a 250-foot wide building that houses technology, and also it features a lotus flower. What is a lotus flower?
Well, I'm really curious about this because I'm assuming they're not just talking about the actual plant. I'm wondering if it's, you know, some large design that is inspired to look like a lotus flower, look like this beautiful flower, and is incorporated with technology because it's this technology building. normally you wouldn't talk about featuring a single lotus flower, because I think they're pretty small flowers in reality.
They sit on top of the water.
Right. They're those beautiful, like, lily pond kind of flowers, right?
Right. So it sounds like it maybe has kind of an aquatic theme going on.
Right. And probably something where it's a piece of technology or art.
Yeah.
Some big, that uses that as its kind of theme or something.
Right. That makes more sense rather than just one regular lotus flower. Although that would be beautiful, but probably not going to draw too many people. All right. Another project is Ravenstone Castle, which will have 11 attractions. And where is this, Joe?
This is also in Vietnam. It's in Da Nang. And it'll be on top of a mountain. And it'll have a total of 11 attractions. So this is also going to be a very big project for iTech.
All right. And it's going to cost a lot of money. It's estimated that it will cost $100 million. So, of course, theme parks are costly. And then it's also big. It's 400,000 square foot castle. The project is a big castle there. And this is estimated to open in 2019. And so coming soon, if you're interested in going to Vietnam next year, maybe you want to check this out.
I was actually looking at pictures of that area because it's this beautiful space where you have great scenery, and there are actually other attractions, other areas you can visit just around that same spot. So if you really have like some time, you can go there and spend maybe even a week.
Mm. I'm so glad you used that word attractions in that context, because I was thinking about it. When you're talking about theme parks, they'll talk about different attractions in a theme park, and then it's usually rides or experiences, you know, all this technology stuff. But when we talk about travel, we're usually, it can include a waterfall or an old piece of architecture. Just, it's whatever is going to attract you that you're going to find enjoyable in the area. So this will be one of the attractions in Da Nang now, is this Ravenstone Castle theme park, but there are other attractions that might attract you to the area as well.
Right. So definitely, I think this is probably one of the top places I want to go in 2019. I'm going to wait. Grand opening. I'll be there. I wish, no.
And we can maybe all go together and have fun on one of these new roller coasters. Well, it mentions here that, of course, iTech is involved, and it includes design and control systems engineering. And that just means that, you know, there's someone who has to kind of organize all of the different systems. There are, of course, many there's many complex systems involved. And if you're involved with the design and control systems engineering, then you're kind of making sure all of that is working together properly.
Right. And a project like this is very unique in that it's just a castle. You know, so everything you're building needs to fit inside this space. It's not quite the sprawling 250-acre piece of land that maybe they're used to working with.
Yeah. And so, man, there's a lot to look into. And you think of, well, these rides, they have to operate correctly. Otherwise, it's very dangerous.
Right. You have a couple things going on. It has to be visually appealing, right? Because so much of theme parks is all about the visual, the enchanting or really grabbing your attention. And then it has to be a fun ride. You don't want it to be boring You know, it has to be enjoyable, whether that's because it's a thrill or because it's really unique. Something about it has to be exciting and fun. And then, of course, it also has to be safe and not just safe for one body type. You know, you need to know, like, can children be on this? Can elder, you know, what are the constraints? You know, how much weight can be placed in these? Yeah. Do the seat belts? I mean, there's so many different aspects that have to be considered.
How much science goes into it? There's a lot of details that you have to look into. Of course, they're professionals. They've been doing this a long time, but still a lot of things to check over. Well, we have another place to visit. Let's find out where in our last reading for today.
In Harbin, China, iTech is designing an indoor water park and a Ripley's, believe it or not, as part of a mixed-use space that includes a hotel, a shopping mall, and towers with housing apartments. The two attractions could open in 2019 as part of the total $250 million project. Three or four iTech employees will live and work full-time on the projects in Asia, in addition to the Orlando-based employees who typically fly over for a few months at a time to work on a project. That means work happens on a 24-hour cycle. When the American office is closed overnight, people are working in China, and vice versa.
All right, Joe, where are we going to next?
Well, we're going to Harbin, China, to see another interesting attraction.
That's right. iTech is at work there. They're designing an indoor water park and a Ripley's Believe It or Not. Now, Joe and Pauline, I've heard about Ripley's Believe It or Not many times. I've never been to one. Have either of you?
I have. Have you?
Nice. I've only been to the outside of one, and I really wanted to go, and I can't remember why we didn't have time or something. So
that doesn't count.
It's filled with all these strange facts and, like, interesting statues and different activities you can do, like the world's smallest Bible, the world's tallest man to have ever lived, and things
like
that.
The longest fingernails and just, like, really crazy, weird things,
crazy, weird
too, right?
Stuff.
All right, well, there's one going up in China, and so if you have time, you can go there and visit.
I find it interesting that they're building a water park in Harbin. Harbin, of course, is very famous for their ice sculptures, which means they're probably also very famous for being cold. Luckily, it's an indoor water park, and I had lived there for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Back in 2010, and I'm just trying to imagine what that would be like to have an indoor water park there.
Yeah.
Because you would go swimming, right, and you'd come out of the pool, and if you hadn't completely dried off your hair when you were leaving the gym, you'd actually have, like, icicles in your
That's
hair.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, you might not have to go outdoors very quickly, though, because it sounds like maybe both the indoor water park and the Ripley's, Believe It or Not, are all part of a mixed space area. Mm-hmm. So, again, you're going to have a hotel and a shopping mall and apartments. So, you know, maybe you live in an apartment, right, and you don't even have to go outside to make it to the water park.
That's
or,
right.
You know, yeah, after the water park, you go shopping for a while, and then you're totally dried off before
yes.
you have to go outside.
Hopefully. I'm sure they have all that, and they've thought through all of that. Well, and it says next, the two attractions could open in 2019 as part of the total $250 million project. And so, again, Pauline, it's costing a lot of money to put these things up.
Obviously, they've worked out the business side of it. They know that they should be able to make their money back, but those are massive projects.
Yes, and we see that, you know, of course, a lot of money is going into that, and that's to be expected. And so they're going to want to make a lot of money from those coming to visit as well.
Right, coming to visit. And also, you know, people in that area are starting to make more and more money. You know, I remember when I was living there, Harbin has always been a tourist attraction, but it wasn't necessarily a very rich city.
There's a famous festival there.
There's
right?
the ice sculptures.
Yeah.
And they build these huge castles, pyramids. If you can think of it, they've made it with ice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so now it seems that, you know, different areas in China, people are making more money. You have a rising middle class. And so iTech is filling in a space. You know, people want to be entertained. They have money for it. But there aren't as many companies that build amusement parks in China.
Right. Yeah. And we do get more information here about iTech and kind of how their employees work. And so what do we learn in our next paragraph, Pauline?
So it says three or four of these employees who are probably American or at least work for this American company will go and live and work full time in those countries in Asia where they are doing these projects. And then, of course, also there are Orlando-based employees, people who are in Orlando most of the time, who will fly over for a few months at a time to help with a project as needed.
All right, and so that means work happens around the clock. It's a 24-hour cycle. Of course, when there are people in America working, that means, you know, maybe people in China are asleep and vice versa. And so work is going on continuously.
That's right. And, you know, it shows you how aggressive these projects are. You know, in order to really make money with these sorts of projects, your building time has to be as short and efficient as possible. Mm-hmm. So especially these mixed spaces where you have apartments, You want people to be living in there and shopping in there as soon as you can.
Right. And we have some examples here of other projects that are going on. We have a couple of sidebars there at the top. It says, getting in on the fun. Pauline, would you mind reading that for us?
Sure. We learned that other Central Florida companies, such as Falcons Creative Group, which design theme park attractions and does master planning, have also turned to China to do business. The Orlando company did thematic and interior design work on the billion-dollar Atlantis Sanya Resort in China.
All right, so there's another example of what's going on there. There's a resort, and that would be something I would be interested in going to as well, right? And just enjoy an all-inclusive resort. Take it easy. So that's something you might want to check out. And there at the bottom, we have a couple more examples.
Right. It says, the boom continues. iTech is designing 35 indoor attractions for an amusement park in Zhurong, China, that will be the same size as Disney's Magic Kingdom, which is located in Orlando, Florida.
And if you've never been to it, it's huge.
Yeah.
So if it's the same size as Disney's Magic Kingdom, it's going to be a very large park.
Mm-hmm. The question is it the happiest place on Earth? That's what Disney says.
Yeah.
Secondly, the Chinese real estate developer Evergrande Group is seeking to build a fairy tale land that could open in 2019.
All right. And so that gives you just some other options to think about as maybe you're planning upcoming vacations. Maybe you'd like to check out one of these theme parks once they open.
I think what's interesting here is you have companies who are trying to sort of, it seems like, knock down the Disney amusement parks, because they have Disney in Shanghai and Hong Kong, mm-hmm. Tokyo. But now you have all these other sort of non-Disney theme parks trying to get into the market as well.
That's
interesting.
Hopefully we'll provide more competition and maybe lower ticket prices. I don't know. But as expensive as they are to build, maybe not. So we'll have to wait and see. Well, we have many options in Asia right now to go and have some fun. And so we hope that you are having fun this summer. Summer is, officially just around the corner. And so we hope that you enjoy your summer. Maybe you're doing something fun. Write into us and let us know if you're going to a theme park or maybe your experience at a theme park. Go into our website, studioclassroom.com, and let us know your thoughts. And also check out our Topic Talks videos while you are on our website, or you can simply scan the QR code at the top of page 24. Well, we hope that you will join us tomorrow for day 3 of Newsworthy Clips. Until then, this is Brandon.
This is Pauline.
This is Joe.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.